Heavenly Father, as we gather this day across the nations in churches and homes, may we join in with all of creation, and let us be ever mindful of who we come before to offer our praise and thanksgiving. It is your throne we stand before, you who created the heavens and the earth, who filled our lungs with your very breath and our eyes with your majesty, and who has written upon our hearts your very word. Whether we choose to believe those words or not, Father, they are still there. And one day, when your Son returns, we will all stand before him and we will give an account for the life we have chosen to live. Father, for those who know you not, I pray that you will set in their path someone or something that will bring them to you, that they hear of you and of your love, and that they come to the understanding that wherever they are in life, you'll meet them there, whether it be in a gutter or a back alley at the hospital or at the kitchen table. You are there waiting for them. I pray for the light to dawn upon them, that they would seek you out, that they would know that there is nothing that they have done that you cannot forgive. And I pray that they will ask you into their lives, ask for forgiveness, and that they will choose life and choose to follow you. As with the sunrise that breaks each day, so does the light of your Son, Jesus, break the darkness that we have all experienced. For all of us, no matter how good a person may think he or she is, or believes himself or herself to be, we have fallen short of the glory of God, and we are all sinners. It is only through the breaking of the dawn of the light that your Son, through the gift of salvation, that the burdens, the pain, the hurt, and the loneliness can be lifted, can be healed, and can be filled with love. For my brothers and sisters in Christ, whom you have called out to take the gospel, the love of Jesus, out into the world, I pray that they never forget where they came from, and in their hearts find mercy and compassion for those who are still stumbling and fumbling around in the darkness. Let's not look at somebody, but look into them. Look into their eyes, the way that they hold their body, for as we all know too well, words spoken do not always hold truth, but it is written upon our bodies and in our faces and by our actions. Father, we are not so different from one another. We need one another. We are meant to walk together, to uplift one another, to share our lives with each other. Father, may your mercy, your compassion, and your faithfulness give each of us hope. It encourages us. It reminds us of what you have done in sending your Son to die for us, so that we may be drawn into a relationship with you, and to live, and to have peace within, and to love. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your word, for your Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus, who is the Christ, the risen Messiah. Amen. From Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. And I would like to invite you to join us this Sunday morning as we gather to celebrate what the Lord has done in our lives through his Son, Jesus Christ. As we look at the days that we are in, the season and the times that are upon us, and as we look forward to his return, it is because he lives we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all our fears can be gone. Give praise to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. The 23rd Psalm is heralded as the most beloved of passages in the Bible. It is a passage filled with hope, filled with comfort, filled with rest and peace. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. When we get beyond the wants in life and we look at our needs, we must step back and say, "Thank you, Lord, for you have truly blessed me." The Lord is my shepherd. It is his voice I long to hear as he guides me through the days. I shall not be in want. Are my needs being met? Consider the difference between wanting and needing. Needing something fills a basic function in our lives, and wanting is for that basic function to be met with what we desire to have. It is having what I need versus getting what I want. Our human nature struggles greatly with this, and that is why we are reminded that we need to stay focused on the Lord, who is our shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He feeds me with the abundance of His Word. Throughout the Bible, everything we need to sustain us in our walk with the Lord is laid out before us. As sheep turned out to pasture, so the Bible is food for our hearts. It is the Word of God meant to strengthen and nourish us and to promote growth in our lives and in our walk. He leads me beside quiet waters. He beckons me to come and to follow Him and to find rest and to let the Word nourish me and to quench the thirst that consumes me. In the stillness by the water, I find peace. There is beauty for sure in all bodies of water, but in this peace there is no rushing of the water from a waterfall. There's no lapping sound as the waves come ashore in the lake. Only the sunset resting on the surface of the water, a glistening, reflective beauty whose brilliance oftentimes seems blinding. Peace, restoration, tranquility. And it is there in the quiet that if I wait, I hear the gentle whisper of the shepherd's voice. When we have slowed down, when we have set our mind upon Him, and when we seek Him, we will find Him wherever we are, for that is where He is. He will guide us down the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, if we would only follow Him. His ways may not be the path we would choose to follow. We have hopes and dreams as to how we envision our lives to play out. And yet, who knows us better than we know ourselves? This is where we often stray from the path as we place our wants above what God has for us to do in His kingdom work. If we do not keep focused and take our desires and dreams to God to see if they line up with His will, we may never know of the lies that we may have missed touching, or the blessings that He has in store for us. When we are lined up with the will of God, there can be nothing but good that comes from it. The path we choose and the time determined for the journey will be tasked with presenting that good and our seeking to find it. Pain often presents itself to disguise the good, and that is why we are called to persevere. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I am reminded that it is just that, the valley of the shadow of death. Death is meant to frighten us. It may cause us anguish because there is fear and urgency in its approach. This valley does not just refer to the actual physical death, but to the hardships and the trials that we will encounter. Because of Jesus and the cross, I have not fear of the valley or the evil it represents. I can, and by His hand, His strength, and His power, I will overcome all that comes before me, all that sets in my path, waiting to destroy me and that which I love. Evil will be around us until the time that King Jesus starts His reign upon the earth. But we do not have to let it have authority over our lives. The Lord has equipped us with the belt of truth, with the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet are fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, and we are to be carrying the shield of faith and wearing the helmet of salvation. We are to be ready for battle at all times. And though the enemy seeks to overcome us, it is he who has been overcome. It is he who has been defeated. Christ has conquered death, turned back temptation, and He has overcome the world. Victory is ours. It's yours. Are you as Thomas, though, when he first received the news of Jesus' resurrection, when it was told to him? And do you remember what he said? I will not believe until I can stick my hand in the nail holes. Are you like Thomas? Or do you believe and claim that victory today, the victory that he has won for us? Do you believe? Do you really believe? In truth, we have become masters of the mask to our own detriment. It's time to come before the Lord and examine your relationship with Him. You can fool yourself, but you can't fool Him. And may this following verse strengthen your strength. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. And then give praise to the Lord for the wonderful things that He has done. Amen.